Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
When I was in college and my roommate started dating, it was easy to tell when he fell in love. For one thing, he walked around glassy-eyed and his nose actually turned red. We also knew something was going on when he stood in front of Judy's picture hours at a time and made strange sighing noises. How do you know you're in love? Is there really a yardstick that you can use for a measurement? There are some marks on the yardstick which help you know whether it is the real thing which has put the bite on you, or else is simply an imitation of the real thing. Something which has momentarily affected your sanity, which is certain to pass. The following are guidelines that will serve as a measurement on the yardstick of love. 1. You know a relationship is moving toward love when you begin to think in terms of what you can give instead of what you can get out of it. That was Paul's assessment when he wrote, "Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs." The individual who thinks of a relationship in terms of what he or she gets out of it, whether it is personal gratification or a house which comes with a husband, isn't really love. He or she is in like, which is a good deal different. 2. You know your relationship is going somewhere on the yardstick of love when you begin to think in terms of we and ours instead of I and me and mine. A good marriage is the merging of two lives into the fabric of oneness, while at the same time each maintains his own personality and identity. When one or the other in a relationship insists on smothering the other, it's dangerous. The uniqueness of marriage is to become one, yet each is a person loved and respected by the other. 3. You can be quite certain a relationship is moving towards love when you're convinced your life would not be the same without the other. Paul wrote, "Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails." These ingredients contribute something of great value to a relationship which enriches without limitation. 4. You're taking another step toward the goal of lasting love when you have disagreements and learn to resolve them peacefully. Couples who really love each other never argue or disagree, right? Wrong. They do disagree. They may argue, but they learn how to resolve conflict without turning on each other and destroying the cathedral of their love. They attack the problem, not each other. Whether they never go to sleep without kissing and making up, or else sleep on it, letting their tempers cool, then resolve the problem, they know that to move on in their relationship, they must resolve what bothers them. Conflict never destroys a relationship. It's the refusal to resolve one that does. 5. You're moving towards mature love when you're able to communicate with each other at a deep and a personal level. Part of this is being comfortable with each other as you are, without pretending to be more or less than you really are. It includes a relationship with God, whereby you both acknowledge your need for His help and guidance. Frankly, I succumbed to this condition called love long ago, and I am still blessed by the same thing. What really counts is not what you get out of a relationship, but what you put into it. And that's the truth.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.